First Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse number 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Yes.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, hallelujah, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, amen. Praise God. I lost my spot. The coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is a very, very important scripture in the Bible.
Yes.
Then we which are alive and remain. Amen. This is a great scripture. Shall be caught up. Look up the word rapture. I know people like to argue and debate and say the word rapture is not in the Bible, but look up rapture. Rapture means to be caught up.
Right.
Hallelujah. So if you don't want to believe in a rapture, I tell you, you better believe in a catching away.
Yeah.
If you want to word it different, that's fine. But I tell you what, Jesus is coming.
He's coming.
Hallelujah. Shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. We just, read to you the very familiar verses of scripture that deal with the second coming, if you will, of the Lord.
Sure.
Amen. He came the first time as a baby. Jesus already visited this earth. You know that?
That's right.
Praise God. It gets quite confusing. I tell you, Jesus has always been here. He was here from the beginning. Woo, glory to God.
Yeah.
Jesus, the Bible teaches, was with the Father from the beginning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When God looked into nothing and said, let there be light, before there was anything, Jesus was with God.
Right.
Woo. I don't have time to get into all that. But I tell you, that's enough to get your mind thinking. Praise God.
All right.
Amen. Before there was ever a sun shining, there was a Son, amen, of God with the Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. But Jesus came the first time as we want to really label it today as a baby. Praise God. The first coming of the Lord Jesus into this world. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So I thank God for the virgin birth. I preached a whole message this past Christmas season on the virgin birth. It's very important. Jesus could not have been born of just any mother. He had to be born of the virgin. Praise God. Amen. It was the plan of God. It had to be the plan of God. Jesus had to come through the virgin birth. Amen. And if you want to listen to that, I'm sure we could dig up the archives and find. Amen. And I delved very importantly into why Jesus had to be born. Amen. The sinless birth. Praise God. And not only was he born a sinless birth, and he was born through a sinless, amen, mother. Hallelujah. Jesus lived a sinless life.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. I tell you already, I'm going to have to hurry up because I got a lot more stuff I need to get into. But I heard people say that Jesus sinned. Let me tell you something. Jesus never committed one sin. Hallelujah.
That's right.
If Jesus sinned, I'll tell you one that's even better than that. Praise God. Jesus could not sin.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it.
No.
Because if God could sin, then he can't be God.
Right.
That's right.
Amen. I tell you, Brother George, it was impossible for God to sin.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It didn't even cross his mind to sin. Amen. Thank God for his teachings and his miracle and his ministry. Thank God for the substitutionary death that Jesus died. Amen. You know why Jesus died? He died for you.
Amen.
He died in your place.
That's right.
He died so you don't have to die.
Sure.
That's why Jesus died. Amen. And not only did he die, but thank God on the third day he resurrected. All of this is very vital to what we believe in. Amen. Not only did he die, Brother Earl, but he resurrected. If he had stayed dead, he still God.
That's right.
Woo! Come on now.
All right.
So not only did he die for the sins of all humanity, not only did he bear upon his body the weight of your sin, on the third day, the Bible said he got back up.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Had he not got back up, he'd have been no different than Buddha or Muhammad and all these other gods people believe in.
Come on now.
I tell you, my God got back up.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
On the third day. Amen. And not only did he get back up, the Bible teaches us in the book of Acts that he ascended back to the Father. Amen. Not only did he raise from the dead, he ascended back to the Father. And for over these last 2,000 years, amen, let me tell you where Jesus is. He's sitting at the right hand of the throne on high.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Believe it or not, the past 5 minutes I have mentioned about 15 very controversial issues. Amen. A lot of people don't believe he's at the right hand. Some people believe it's just one. Some people believe a lot of things. But let me tell you something. In heaven right now, there's a God sitting on the throne, and his name is Jehovah. Hallelujah. And beside of that, omnipotent God, all powerful, all knowing God, right beside of him at his right hand is his Son, and his name is Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. The first coming of the Savior into this world was a time of amazing power and miracles and astounding love and grace. In sending Jesus into this world, God accomplished salvation for all that who would believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Right. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You can shake a preacher's hand and you can leave a sinner. Amen. But when you come in contact with Jesus.
Right.
I didn't mean to be as controversial as I am starting off here. I hadn't even got to point number one. But let me tell you something. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ to save a man from his sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Do you believe in works, Brother Jason? I believe in works. I believe once you get saved, you'll want to work. You'll want to live right. You'll want to act right. You'll want to talk right. You'll want to dress right. You'll want to go the right. I believe all the above. I tell you, it starts with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God's only Son,
Jesus Christ, coming down from heaven, getting inside of your heart, washing away your sins. And when that happens, there's something called regeneration. Amen. Glory to God. There's something called salvation. Amen. And when it gets in your heart, it'll clean you up.
Amen.
You won't talk the same.
That's right.
You won't have the same attitude.
Right.
You won't have the same actions. You won't like to go to the same old places.
Come on.
Woo! There's a place down there in Canova, and I've seen two or three of them around, and that's the name of it, the same old place. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When God gets in your heart, you won't want to go down to the same old place. Hallelujah. He changes who you are. Amen. Glory be to God. You better buckle your seatbelt. Amen. I'm going to get in deep here today. Amen. But let me tell you something. Jesus ascended back into heaven, leaving the church here to preach the gospel and to reach the lost. And when he left, amen, his people here, he did not leave us without hope. Amen. He didn't leave us without power. But he said, I'm going to go away. But if I go away, and he did go away. Amen. We've already established that. He's at the right hand of the throne. But he said, if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. Hallelujah. Thank God for salvation. Here's how I believe, and I think the majority of us believe like this right here at this church. Amen. At least is how I preach. Amen. Doctrinally from this church, I believe you got to get saved. Amen. Before you can go any further in God, you first got to be saved. You can't preach if you ain't saved. You don't even need to be in a pulpit singing a song if you ain't saved. Come on now. But after salvation, there's this thing that I got into a little bit. Regeneration, salvation, sanctification. Amen. And then that's the second definite work of grace. When God comes into your heart, you'll want to please God. Come on now. That's why Paul said he would rather for you to remain unmarried. You know why? Because when you get married, you want to please your wife. You want to please your husband. You want to please your children. You want to try to, amen, do a lot of pleasing. But thank God, when you get saved, everything changes and you want to please God. When you get up out of the bed in the morning, you say, Lord, I want to please you today. I want to live right, God. I don't want to offend you in any fashion whatsoever today. Amen. God, you get sanctified. And then thirdly, we as Pentecostals believe, amen, in salvation, sanctification, and we believe in the indwelling baptism of the Holy Ghost. And for Jesus said, if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. Amen. This ain't my message today, but I want to go ahead and throw it in here. Amen. That baptism indwelling, when you get saved, you get a portion of the Spirit of God in you. I will agree with that. Some people say, you get the Holy Ghost when you get saved. You get a portion of the Spirit of God in you.
Sure.
But you don't get the baptism of the Holy Ghost in you.
Right. Come on.
Hey, I didn't know I was getting this deep already. Thank God. Brother Earl, but when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, after you get saved, after you get sanctified, amen, the Holy Ghost won't come in an unclean temple. Amen. You can't cuss and drink and swore and carry on and be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen. When he comes in, he's going to come into a sanctified vessel, one that's living right, one that looks right, one that acts right, and one that wants him
come in.
Somebody said, how do I get the Holy Ghost? Get saved and get sanctified, and you're a fit vessel for the Holy Ghost. Because once you get saved and you get a little deeper and you get sanctified, amen, you don't want to get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What's the purpose of it? I'll send them a comforter, amen, to lead them and guide them into all truth. He'll lead you, he'll guide you, and he'll give you power to be able to make it in this life. Amen.
Yes.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
But did you know that Jesus is coming again? I got a little bit off my message here. I got to zero in and get back in here. Amen. But some events is going to take place when Jesus comes back for his people. Amen. And firstly, I want to mention to you today, amen, the first event that's going to happen. Amen. When the world begins to change. Hallelujah. When do you believe, Brother Jason, it could happen? When do you believe it will happen? I don't know. And if a preacher tells you when it's going to happen, don't believe it, because he don't know.
That's right.
Woo, come on now.
That's right.
When's it going to happen? I don't know when he's coming, but I believe he could come back right now. Amen. I don't think anything is preventing the coming of the Lord. I believe he could come back this very moment. As lightning flashes from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. He could come back right now. I don't see anything holding back his coming. A matter of fact, I believe we're ripe for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Let it stand all around us. Amen. The Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, they were eating and they were drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage. They listed several things. Wasn't really any sin in. But the problem was, they were so engulfed in life that they wasn't even looking for God. And that's where we are today, church. Amen. Folks are so engulfed in living life. We're so engulfed with working and making more money. We're so engulfed with doing everything under the sun. Nobody's looking for Jesus to come.
Amen. Come on, come on.
I come to tell us, I believe Jesus could come back this very day.
Right.
Amen.
Woo. Yes, Lord.
The Thessalonians had heard about the coming of the Lord. They believed he was coming, but they believed that he had to come while someone was alive. Hallelujah. So they had a great problem here, and that's why he told them later in my text verse here today, comfort ye one another with these words. Amen. They believed in order for their loved ones to go back, that they had to be alive when Jesus came. Amen. But Paul gave them these words, and he said, comfort ye one another with these words. Amen. Yes, those that are alive when he comes. Amen. Yes, praise God. They're going to go up. But he said, the dead in Christ is not going to be forgotten. Amen. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He gives us encouragement and hope regarding those believers who had already died. Amen. Hey, I come to tell you here today, one of these days we're going to have a homecoming.
Yeah.
One of these days we're going to have a gathering. Praise God.
Sure.
Amen. There is a word here about this situation. Look at this. Amen. That they were asleep. Not so asleep. Amen. Their bodies were just asleep, but their spirits were alive. Amen. Great God, sleep implies rest. That much is true. That the redeemed, great God, I need somebody to read this for me. Get it for me, Sister Donnie. Revelation 14 and 13. Get somebody to get your Bibles together. Brother Joshua, get me 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. Praise God. Amen, Brother Tom. Get me Luke 17 and 34. And I need a couple verses right there. Praise God. Amen, but this much is true, that the redeemed are resting from their burdens and their trials in this old life. Tell us, Sister Donnie, what Revelation 14 and 13 says.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
From henceforth. Yea, say the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
That they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. Let me tell you something. That's why Paul said in another place, amen, when we die down here, amen, it's good morning up there. To die, amen, is to live is Christ, but to die is gain. You know why? Because, amen, let me tell you something. To the true believer, if you're born again, amen, through all the process that I just told you, if you've been born again, amen. You've been sanctified. You got the Spirit of God living down in your heart. Amen. When the last breath leaves your body, it's good night down here. And it's hallelujah on Glory Avenue. Praise God. Hey, amen. You can't threaten the chain of God with death. Come on. I said you can't threaten the saint of God with death. And I appreciate that. I told Brother Adam to pray for me. Amen. He said he had a bad dream. And I had a massive heart attack. And the outcome wasn't good. I hope it don't happen. I hope the Lord gives me a little more time. But I tell you this. I done made my mind up. When these doctors have given me all this bad news over the last several months, I can hold up and sit in a black room and say, oh, amen, I'm going to just lay there and give up. Or I tell you what I can do. I can get up every morning and I can live life and say, God, if this should be my last day, amen, good night down here, but good morning over there. Amen, I come to tell somebody in this house right here today, get ready. Amen, he might come, but if he doesn't come, you still got to be ready to meet the Lord.
Amen.
Hey.
Yes.
Man, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel the Spirit of God right here in this house. And I'm trying to, amen, obey him right here. Yes. Glory be to God.
Come on.
In verse 14, Paul tells us that God will bring the dead in Christ with him. Listen to this. When he comes, if he's going to bring the dead with him, amen, then they must be with him right now. Glory to God. Woo! I thought I was in a Pentecostal church. If you've lost a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister, any family member, any friend, amen, let me tell you something. They're not just somewhere in the grave. Oh, God. Hey! I said they're not just somewhere in a grave. They're with the Lord. Hey! I feel it right there. I said they're in the presence of an Almighty God. Amen. He said when he comes, he's going to bring the dead with him. I said how he can bring him with him. They're with him right now. They're in the presence of an Almighty God. Right this very minute, they're living with God.
Yes. Right.
Hallelujah.
We went over yesterday, matter of fact, before we left D.C. Amen. We went over to Arlington National Cemetery. Almost 500,000 bodies. Brother Daniel laying in Arlington Cemetery.
Yeah.
Woo. Amen. I guess only two presidents there. Taft. Amen. William Taft. Amen. And JFK. Amen. And there lays JFK with that eternal flame. Amen. They laid him in there and they got that flame burning. And it's burnt ever since they turned it on. When was it? Back in the 60s, I guess it was. And that flame's still burning. I hope JFK was ready. I don't know. Amen. I hope Taft was ready. I don't know. I hope some of them 400,000 that's laying in Arlington Cemetery was ready. I don't know how many was, but great God, I come to tell you, Jesus said, when Paul said, when the Lord comes back, amen, the dead in Christ will rise first. Great God, they're going to come up out of them graves. I can imagine, amen, old Brother Marshall Atkins, I can hear him now. Amen, getting up out of that grave. I don't need it no more. Great God, hey, I can miss a whole bunch more names right here. But what I'm trying to tell you, church, they're not in some black hole. They're not just floating around somewhere in the eons. But they're living in the very presence of God right now. Hey, amen, you better be ready to meet the Lord.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
All right. Who had 2 Corinthians 5 and 8? Go ahead and get it, Brother Josh.
We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Sorry, I got yours. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Right,
Brother Earl. Amen. Larry's with him. Sharon's with him. Woo.
Sure.
God. Amen. I remember laying there at the grave, standing there at the grave of Sister Barb Corns, after in that holler there in Spring Valley. Amen. I forget the name of it right off. But they buried Sister Barb in the holler. Amen. Out there in the Spring Valley. I already thought about it too. But on that day we buried her, it had been a rainy week. And they had dug her grave and it was half full of water. I mean, that grave was slapped that full of water. And one of her sons, I think it was Larry, or what's the other one's name?
Jimmy,
I think it was, the shorter one. He got upset and he said, "Don't put my mom in that grave with that water." He said, "You're going to pump that water out?" And they said, "Oh, yes, we're going to pump that water out." Amen. Hey, God. And I understand, amen, to do the best by the body that's laying there. But great God, let me tell you something, Sister Barb, the old flesh was laying there. Amen. But her spirit, amen, was with God. I said her spirit was in heaven with God. Hey, it's worth living for, church.
Yeah.
I said it's worth living for. It's worth living right. It's worth being a Christian. Amen. Living for God in this day.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you.
Woo! Let's move on here. The fear of the Thessalonians here, Paul tells them not to worry. When Jesus comes, the dead in Christ will be raised first, and we will not prevent them. Means that we will not precede them. Praise God. We are going in the first resurrection. But when they will be raised and translated, a cemetery would be, amen, a wonderful place to be when Jesus comes for his church.
Amen.
Amen. Great God. Yeah, right there in the cemetery. That's as good a place as any to be when God comes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. First one. Praise God.
Yes.
Hey, and believe it or not, we're going to end up there. If he holds, he's coming very much longer.
Right.
Yeah.
What did he say? He said he's going to give us 70 years and plus 10 if we have the strength. Hey, man, let me tell you something. You wasn't created to live forever.
Right.
We're going to die.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm somewhere in the middle. If I wouldn't live to be 80 years old, it ain't looking good. Praise God. I'm somewhere in the middle, Brother Tom.
Sure.
Woo. Amen. Come on now. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. Hey, amen. You ain't God in heaven. That cemetery is just as good a place to meet the Lord when he comes back as being alive is. Matter of fact, you'll be one step closer, because the dead in Christ is going to rise first.
That's right.
What I'm trying to say is, amen, death don't hold nothing to the Son of God. You don't have to be afraid to die. You're going to die one of these days. Brother Daniel, you're going to die if the Lord holds his coming. Every one of us is going to face death one of these days. The most important thing is to be ready when it comes. Amen.
Yes. Right.
And when death comes your way.
Oh, God.
All right, let's move on here. So he said, I read to you twice. Amen. We're going to be caught up. Amen. To snatch away or to seize by force. When Jesus comes, it will be a sudden event. One moment we'll be living, and the next moment we'll be in the air with him.
Right.
Woo, glory to God. Amen. Oh, yes. I think I might have this one as something. Brother Tom, you keep Luke ready. Amen. But I'm trying to read too many places here. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 51. The Bible reads like this. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Yeah.
And we which, amen, shall be changed. For the corruptible must put on the incorruption, and the mortal shall put on the immortality. We're going to be changed.
Okay.
Amen. We're going to put on bodies that will never die.
Right.
Amen. Right. Down here the bodies ache. Down here they wrinkle up. Down here they get sick. Glory to God. And we was walking up Arlington, up that hill to that unknown soldier yesterday. And they was aggravating little Tanner. Amen. Some of those kids that was with us that said, Tanner, amen, about living a long time. They said, who lived the longest? And he remembered 960-something years. He got close. 969 years. Amen. Adam lived pretty close to that. 950, I think it was. Amen. Them early guys lived a long time. You know why? They didn't have diseases. They didn't have the flu. They didn't have COVID. They didn't have sugar diabetes. They didn't even have donuts to eat. Glory to God. Hey! Amen. But oh, I come to tell us, if we live 70 or 80 years, it's just a short time down in this old life. But get ready. As sure as I'm standing here today, you're going to stand before God. He's going to come back, or death should come, and we're going to stand before God.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Amen.
So he's going to snatch us away. Keep your spot ready, Brother Tom. I'm about done here. When Jesus comes, it's going to be sudden.
Yeah.
Did you know that that's the way it was in Noah's day?
Right.
Yeah.
The Bible said it was in the days of Noah. Noah's out there building a boat. When he got the boat built, he preached and he preached and he preached and he told them people, get ready, a flood's coming. But they never believed the man of God.
Right.
It's much like today.
Sure.
Amen. The man of God is at all time low respect today, like it was in Noah's day.
Right.
Nobody believed the man of God in Noah's day. They made fun of him. They laughed at him. They talked about him. Nobody cared about the man of God in Noah's day. But guess what? Just like God said, they lived until they didn't live.
Right.
Until the rains began to come down. Until the fountains of the deep, the Bible said, opened up. Every cavern lost its water. Every cave spewed out its water. Amen. The clouds burst. Amen. And it was a time like never seen before. Just like that. Amen. God said, I'm done with it. And that's the way it's going to be when the Lord comes. We don't think he can come because we don't see, amen, any leading signs. But great God, it's going to be just like, amen, everybody's living right now. And then all of a sudden, God's going to come back. Amen.
You're right, brother. Yes, Lord.
Wow.
Yes, he is.
I might have to finish this another night. Listen to this.
Come on.
Keep yours ready, because I want to at least get that far.
Yeah.
Listen to this. He also said it was in the days of Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, listen to this. I preached this a little bit at Richlands here a while back. the young people. Amen. You know what happened in Lot's day?
Come on.
Amen. Great God.
Come on.
They lived as though there was no judgment coming.
Right.
God sent the angel in. Amen. And he told Lot, get your family out. Amen. Lot done lost persuasion with his own family. It's a sad day in America. It's a sad day
Come
in
on.
This world when we have lost persuasion even in our own family.
Right.
He went and told his family, get ready.
Get ready.
Amen. God said he's going to destroy this city.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
And they laughed at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
They mocked at him. Who are you to be talking? Look at who. Look where you're living at the gate down in Sodom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Come on.
The Holy Ghost here.
Jesus.
Just give me a couple more moments here. Amen.
So, what did God do? God has sent angels in
there. Sure did.
Yep.
Isn't that love? For God to send angels in that city.
Right.
And the men of that city tried to beat the door down to get to the angels that God sent in there.
Yep.
And Lot. It gets it worse. This story just keeps getting worse.
Yep.
They're banging on that door. Lot, give us some men.
Come on now.
Man, Lot should have. He should have waited till he seen a little bit of a way out there. And I tell you, I'd have ran for my life. I'd have got on a horse. And I wouldn't have stopped till I got to the top of a mountain somewhere.
You're right, buddy.
But no, Lot says, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, leave these men alone. These are the angels of God. But he said, I've got two daughters. I'll give you my daughters.
Give them away.
Man, that rips my heart out. That's where we are today. Let's just give them our children.
Give them our children.
Let's give them our children.
Oh, God.
Come on,
oh, God. Help us.
Oh, God. Woo.
Help us, Lord.
All right, so even after all of that, Lot's wife seen them. Lot's wife seen them wicked men trying to beat the door down to get the angels. Lot's wife seeing her husband offer their own daughters up to these wicked men. You think Lot's wife would have wanted God out of there?
Yeah.
But the next morning, she goes down there in Sodom, and she smells the shops brewing. She smells the coffee shop like every morning. She smells the breakfast shop down there, man. That bacon's frying, and that sausage, and it's just like every other morning.
Yep.
And she said, all right, this place ain't so bad after all. It ain't so bad after all. Until finally the angel grabs her by the hand. And he said, don't look back. We're heading to the top of the hill. And don't look back till we get to the top.
Whew. Praise God.
Stay with me in this house. I'll have to finish this up another night. And you know what happened? Brother Tom, I'm sorry. Let's get that. So just like it was in that day, they were eating, they were drinking, they were married. Brother Tom's going to read a sentence and we're going to give an altar here. It was just like life had happened. Until the brimstone began to fall down. It reminds us of this story in the book of Luke, chapter 17. What is it? Verse 34? Was that what I told you?
Yep.
Let's start there and get a few verses. Listen to this.
I tell you, in that night.
Jesus speaking, by the way.
There shall be two men in one bed.
Two men.
The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left.
All right. Once again, we get a picture of life that's going on.
Go on.
Two will be sleeping. The one will be took. The other will be left behind. Go ahead.
Two women shall be grinding together.
Two grinding.
One shall be taken, and the other left.
One taken. They're just out there working like every day. One's gone. Another one gets left behind. Go ahead.
Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left.
Two men working. One's gone. One pipe man's gone. Another man sitting there.
Yeah.
One pilot. There's a plane all of a sudden flying through the air.
Yeah.
Come on.
Woo, we was over at the Lincoln Memorial. I tell you, I could never believe it. I'd never believe it if I hadn't seen it in my own eyes. Ask these kids. It fascinated me. We was walking down that big National Mall, they call it, and Lincoln Memorial's all at the end, probably a mile or so down through there, and Ronald Reagan National Airport way over here. And about every 3 minutes, a big 747 would come in there. Oh, country boy, I couldn't believe that. Mm-hmm. I'm talking every 3 minutes, 150, 200 passengers. And you can see this about beyond the tree. By the time that one landed, it come one circle around these trees. Here he comes. Every 3 minutes, I guarantee we was there for 2 hours. And I've never seen it, Brother Keith, that it didn't stop. Thousands of flights in the air.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, one pilot will be gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one left.
All right.
Oh, did we finish that, Brother Tom? Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen. Was that all?
Yeah. He said, then they said, answered unto him, where, Lord? He said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles gather together.
I'm done. I hope I've done a little bit good here.
Oh, yes. Yes.
While they begin to play and sing here, is there anybody that says, Lord, I want to be ready?
Ready.
Life's going to go on, and we're going to live like every day, and sinners are going to have their cake and just live it up until it. There is no more.
Yeah, that's it.
Until the fire comes. Until the rain falls. And until lightning flashes from the east to the west. And Jesus comes to gather the church.
Yeah.
Praise God. Let's find us an altar here today. Lord. Oh God. Lord. I want to be ready, Lord. I don't want to be left behind.
Oh God.
Every single thing so very. Yes, Lord.